This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Happiness Solved. Today, I am speaking with Avantika Jadhav and Janki Telkar. Hope I said those names right, ladies. So they are two individuals who are selflessly working with a nonprofit organization that they founded called PeerSpace. They are located in India, and it is an online platform where people can ask anonymous questions and get help with those questions. So it can be, anything that you want to, if you just want to have somebody to talk to, somebody to listen, that's the place to go. And it's such an amazing organization. And, they've been around almost a whole year. So they're growing and, spread the word, everybody, because sometimes there's people that don't want to reach out. And they actually work with professional organization, therapists, psychologists, and whatnot. So if it's, above their pay grade, if you will, they actually have experts that will help them answer the question. So I hope you enjoy it. Hello, Avantika and Janki. How are you both today?
Hi, Sandy. I'm doing good.
I'm great.
Good. Fantastic. So I really appreciate you being so accommodating with your time, because I'm on the East Coast in the States and it's 4 o'clock and you're in India and it's what, 1:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah,
it is. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize that when we were scheduling it. And then I was like, where are y'all from?
It's okay. We're just glad to be here. Excited.
We are really looking forward to this. So we are happy this is happening.
Yeah, great, great. So tell me about what led up to creating PeerSpace.
So the story behind PeerSpace is that in 2020 June, there was a death of a famous actor in India. And before that, the founder, who is Sachin, he was going through a very hard time, and he found strength and support from his friends, and he thought, I really need to do that for other people as well. And we are a team of 5 people who mutually believe that helping others in this field who require our support, providing relevant information, that really drives us. We really want to provide relevant information. We want to provide the help and support to people who are facing issues as trivial as, daily issues or maybe some very intense problems. So that was the motivation we all had throughout. And that is how we all came together and formed PeerSpace, and have been working on it since a year now. We'll complete a year in June.
Wow, that's incredible. And I only looked at a couple of the questions, and they really vary, right? There are all sorts of questions. I mean, I saw one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there a theme here? Is there like one question that you get asked the most?
The most asked question was about anxiety or how to deal with the heartbreak. So basically, due to this lockdown that is going on, there are people who have been facing issues with their other half, or maybe the friends who are not living with themselves, who they are just contacting by virtual means. So there is some miscommunications that has been happening a lot lately. And because of that, there are some conflicts which is hampering to their relationship. And that's how they come up in PeerSpace. They vent out their troubles. And most of the questions are about how they are not able to talk to their loved ones, or they're facing or dealing with a heartbreak.
Aww. So what is, and I'll give you each a chance to answer this question. So we'll start with you, Avantika. What is your background?
Okay, so I was a science student, and currently I am pursuing Bachelor's of Science in Clinical Psychology. So psychology has always intrigued me. It was really fascinating for me. And I hence was really inclined towards knowing about human behavior and how the mind really works. or how do we react to certain situations and why do we react to certain situations. That's how my inclination towards psychology happened. And I'm really grateful that I'm in this field where I can help people learn, analyze, observe their own behavior, and, you know, question themselves for what are they doing at every step of their life.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And what about you, Janki?
I am also a science student. I am doing engineering currently in the field of electronics and telecommunication. But there was this thing that I always had, and that was trying to empathize with people, trying to understand their problems. And I had my fair share of problems too. So coming, when people come from a hurt place, they understand a little more better. They have more patience. And I think maybe that is what I had. But eventually I realized that I tend to study people. I tend to, understand that why they are coming from the hurt place that they are. And I genuinely feel that people require support. People need that nudge to go and get help or just vent out or just, relax. Whatever they need. Everyone requires support. And I think being able to readily provide it is a privilege. And being able to do that, I feel, great. So that is the constant motivation I have to do this. And that is why I joined PureSpace.
Nice. That's, I just love what you guys are doing.
So despite my electronics and telecommunication background, I always felt inclined to this field.
Well, you don't have to be, a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist in order to help somebody that needs it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just having that space. Even I would imagine, even just getting that question out there anonymously would be somewhat therapeutic for people.
Right.
Yeah, just able to, talk about it and just feel light and know that someone's listening to you. You have someone and you're not alone. That's a feeling I had. And I know that Avantika too, has a lot of support. And we come from that place where we feel that, we can give it to someone else as well.
Absolutely.
That is very important.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So have you ever had somebody ask a question where they sounded that they were, ready to commit suicide?
I think we did on the website. We did. We had not extremely critical as that, but I think we saw a few questions, one or two, where
yes.
they were contemplating suicide. And lucky for us, we had professional backup with us, so we were able to channelize them there, where there are therapists ready to provide assistance and contact the person in question. So yeah, we did have on the website people who really were that critical.
Yes, we came across questions where the people seem very helpless. The questioning were, I don't have anything to look up to. I don't know what to do ahead. That everything's blank. So basically they were just helpless. And that's how we knew. And we were grateful to have a professional support with us. That was by Kickstart. And it is good to identify the intensity of the questions that has been posted. That helps us to tell the professional that they will need professional help and they might seek therapy. So the intensity of the questions, the intensity of the words makes us take the step ahead.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine. So how do you get your message out? Do you know where these people are? I mean, is this something that is exclusive to India? Because I know you're on all sorts of social media, obviously, but do you have an idea of how far it's reaching out?
As it is open worldwide, anyone, anyone can really come to our website and put up their troubles and thoughts or feelings whatsoever. We don't really have a complete a sort of people where we know where they come from. So it's open to everyone from any background, any walks of life, be it children, a parent, or anyone.
Yes, and it's completely anonymous. Even if one person, the same person, posts multiple times, or they could be from anywhere around the world, and we would not have any data of who they are, their names or their location or anything. We do not record any of that, and they are completely anonymous. So it can reach out to anyone, absolutely anyone, who wants to, you know, just express themselves.
Yeah, so I guess that's also very reassuring, right? That you don't even know where they are.
Yes.
Yes.
So talk about what you do on Instagram.
Okay, so Instagram, as nowadays, is a really interesting media, social media, where you can reach out to n number of public at one single touch. So the idea of taking peer space forward was the first idea that came into our mind was installing Instagram for our website. So after that, we started to plan and organize our feed, where we started posting about psychological tips and tricks for the masses. Then we put up emotions, basic emotions of happiness, such as joy, inspiration, love, and everything. Then we used to frequently post polls and question answers related to mental health on Instagram. We used to check the mood scales. Then we used to put up polls regarding the physical health and mental health, whether social media is a boon or a bane. And then we received many answers to those polls, which were really insightful, which were really digging on the point where people are making a way out of their life to stay on social media, to be connected to their friends and their family, and hence how they feel social media is really a boon. And we now that we have started to reach out to more public, that's how we met you, Sandy, and we are really grateful for that. We started to post reels on our Instagram. We post IGTVs too. And the frequent connection, the frequent contact with people like you have helped us grow our Instagram also.
That's great. And then you also use Twitter.
Yeah. So on Twitter, basically, the main advantage we take off of Twitter is that it requires a short post and there's a word limit. So how we look at it as, in a very short verse or 2-3 sentences, how can we impact the people more? How can we obviously use it to increase our audience range and follow more people. But also the word count is something which we try to use to our advantage by putting short reminders or, using TV show jokes or one-liners and then, rephrasing it to something which is related to mental health, like a reminder or a fact, or something that they just require an update about, or something which is newly found or discovered or studied in the field of psychology. So that is there. Apart from that, we also post the important World Health Days posters and paragraphs about it, very short, so that relevant information is available to people even on Twitter. And we also post about the webinars we have, the reels. Sometimes we also post reels, which we also post on Instagram. And that's the gist of the informative content we provide. But on the other hand, we try to take advantage of the limited word count in order to, give them a small reminder, something which is very sweet and short, and can impact them very nicely, positively. It can, give a positive impact to their day. So that's how we try to use Twitter.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And then you also connect with professionals and experts on LinkedIn. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So as you said, it's a professional platform where we have a professional connection to every people we meet there. And building connection there is a really great thing in this world, because I think LinkedIn is our new Instagram and everyone should shift to LinkedIn. Because for Peer Space, we connect to various mental health organizations, be it expertises, and the one who provide similar support to people around in and around them. It helps us to look into more people like us who are providing support, help to the people who are seeking help, who needs a listening ear for their troubles. Yeah, that's how I do.
That's great. That's really great. So do you have any webinars that are coming up?
Yeah, we do have one. It's planned. We are yet to finalize it. It's about BPD, and we are still about to finalize the topic for the webinar. But we initially thought, since this month is Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month, we would rather do about it. But the details will be out soon on all the social media platforms. And Avantika, do you want to add anything?
Yes, definitely. And however, we also did two webinars back in 2020 when there was Suicidal Prevention Day on September 10th. Our first webinar was with our professional support Kickstart, which was on Suicidal Prevention Day. It was a very successful webinar. We did many activities in that webinar. And the second webinar was 1 month later on October 10th, which was about stress awareness and everything, which was really done successfully. The participants were really interactive, and I hope we conduct more webinars which are really beneficial to my friends and everyone who will be watching it.
That's wonderful. I love that. And I like that you're targeting it around those, you know, Suicide Prevention Day, like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Because it just helps people become more aware.
Yes, definitely.
Let's go back to PeerSpace, the platform. So how many questions a day are you getting at this point?
So as we've started interacting more with our audiences on our social media sites, we've been receiving 2-3 questions twice a day, or maybe we can call it 3-4 questions a week. It's not bad. It's like a good start. We're appreciating the initial stage. But yeah. So like 3-4 questions per week.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, if you can change one person's life, you know, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. This is really incredible. And, you know, hopefully, I was telling my son about it because he's in college here in the States. And this is such a, I think would be really beneficial to a lot of college kids.
Yes.
And we really want this website to at least be, you know, a go-to website for each and every college student in 5 years from now, is what I feel. So we are really pleased that you introduced our website to your son. We're really thankful for that.
Well, because I feel like, you know, a lot of time, and especially with boys or men, really, you know, they don't want to reach out for help, or they, you know, sometimes they see it as a weakness.
I know.
There's a lot of pressure to be a certain way, or, you know, don't do that. There's, bullying and criticism from friends and jokes. And to avoid all of that, we just like change subconsciously. Guys tend to, you know, not express themselves. But that's going to change when we all collectively put effort into that. And the fact that the website is anonymous is also a plus point. For anyone, guys or girls or non-binary friends, to just vent out whatever it is, there's going to be no judgment for who you are. And I think putting an effort for, venting out, letting people vent out, letting them know that they are safe, they're okay, we are listening. If they don't want advice, we are just going to listen. If they want advice, they can get advice. It's anything that they want. It's about them. So I think guys starting to vent out more and not, you know, hold themselves back is really a plus point. It's a great thing to see.
Yes, by all means. Because I think women just generally pour our hearts out to your close friends, right? It's just, I don't know why. But yeah, so that's really great. So what else, you know, I'm going to give you both an opportunity. Like, what else would you like to share with the audience? Avantika, why don't you start?
Okay. So to the audiences, I would like to say that whenever anyone in and around you wants to come and talk to you about anything that has been happening in their life, I would tell everyone that you should definitely be empathetic. We have been hearing this from each and every person, each and every college professor, that learn to be empathetic, you know, try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. But I'll tell, definitely it is a wisely said, it is a right statement. I would say that you should definitely put yourself into other person's shoes, but wearing your own socks. So you don't have to relate to each and every thing the other person is telling you. You don't have to put forward your past experiences or something that you've dealt with, the similar experiences that he or she's sharing to you. So just being or sharing a listening ear to the other person would be really beneficial, would really help them to realize their sense of self-worth. They'll feel that they are being heard. They will feel that their emotions, their thoughts are validated and that they are really important. Second, I would say that we should keep our personal prejudices away. We do not have to have a pre-acquired notion about anyone. Just simply listening without any further, you know, thinking about why the person is behaving like that or why is he coming and talking to me, something like that. So just keeping prejudices away would really help a lot.
Oh, and so true.
Yes. Yep. That's all.
Okay. Fantastic. I love what you said. I wrote it down. Put yourself in your shoes, but wear your own socks. That is great. And I think that, you know, empathy is something that needs to be brought to people's awareness.
Definitely.
Because it's not always a natural tendency that we have, right? Not everybody naturally can be, you know, have empathy.
Exactly. Plus, it is a very loosely used word, you know. Everyone around us is like, we empathize each other, show empathy. But knowing the real meaning of empathy is what takes understanding and learning.
Yeah, for sure. Junky, what about you?
Yes, so in addition to what Avantika just said, I would like to add that what we are doing, what Pure Space is doing, what any other organization that plans to help people, that plans to reach out to people and help them vent out, this is a growing initiative from the people, from the society. And I think it is very important that we remember that we all are a part of this society. And knowing this, I think it is important to also remember that things are changing now. We are trying to put our prejudices aside, like Avantika said. We are trying to learn more and more about things which are just, you know, not necessarily limited to our scope. Like, since I am from an engineering background, I don't feel confined to that place. I feel my contribution is necessary in this field as well. So what others can do, what the people listening to us can do is create awareness. Try to learn about these things. You don't have to be a master. You don't have to give advice to anyone. You don't even have to sit and learn and do courses. What you can do is just be aware. Whenever you come across a term or a difficulty or an issue that someone else is facing, try to learn about it. Why it is happening? Just Google it or just ask a fellow psychology student or therapist if you have any friends as such. Try to learn about these things, because right now we are growing and everyone who is contributing to this initiative also requires their peers to do the same. It is incomplete without everyone's input. You don't have to put in 100% of your time, but every initiative you take, every step you take, you are creating an impact, and that impact is going to leave a mark even for the people who are not looking at, even for the people who you don't realize are looking at you. In addition to what Avantika said about being empathetic, I really feel that learning about these things will make you patient. They will allow you to listen to people, allow you to accept that there are different kinds of people and it's okay. There are different kinds of issues going on with everyone and even with me as a person, and that is okay. We can get through this. That is patience. That is, and understanding others' point of view is trying to empathize with them. And more importantly, by doing all of this, by, you know, initiating your efforts in all of this, really creates an impact for everyone. Everyone. And even for yourself, applauding yourself for putting all those efforts, for being patient, for being considerate, for being strong, applauding yourself, patting yourself on the back. It's important. And you learn to do that when you, you know, learn about new things which you don't know. It's a process. And in this process, we are with you. You are not alone. I am not alone. Avantika is not alone. Sandy is not alone. We are with each other, no matter how apart, especially in the lockdown. And it's important to remember that there are people for you. There will always be people for you. You can reach out. No matter what you are facing, you are not alone. We are there for you. We are there for everyone. People are there for me, and I will be there for people. So it's an important thing to remember that when you put efforts, you are letting someone know that they are not alone. And I think that that makes a lot of change. That's, you know, really revolutionary in one way, in a very silent way. But to be there for someone and let someone know they are not alone is, you know, saving someone. And that's a great change someone can, you know, contribute as a person today. So that's the message I had.
You both are just such beautiful women. And I'm like, I'm actually getting all teary-eyed over here.
Right back at you.
I mean, it's right just, you know.
Oh, my God.
What you're doing is just going to change people's lives. And I love it. I just absolutely love it. And what came to mind when both of you were speaking is that peer space is a movement, right? This is a movement. You guys are movers and shakers. You're influencers. And you are going to just help change the world. And oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Yes. In a way, we all attempt to. Avantika, me, my whole team. We all are attempting to one minute at a time, one input at a time. It makes all the difference. And honestly, it makes us happy as well.
Oh, I love you both. I love what you are doing. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak with you and share peer space out with the world. I think it's just an incredible thing that you're doing, and it's so selfless. And we need more selfless people like you in the world.
We're so grateful, Sandy. We love you too.
We are really, really thankful for you letting us, you know, share this time with you on this podcast. We're able to talk to you despite the whole, you know, distance. And we are really happy we were able to schedule this today, talk with you.
Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you so much. And let's keep in touch. And I'm going to be watching you.
Yes.
I'm going to be watching you and cheering you on. And hopefully I can help you, grow this organization, because it's just so needed in this world.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Let's keep in touch. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope that you learned something from this organization and are willing to, you know, promote it in any way that you can. I really think it needs to get out to colleges and universities and high schools and all of that. I really do believe that they're creating a movement here, and it's just incredible. And I was thinking about what she was talking about with empathy, that we do need to start showing more empathy to people, whether they're strangers or your friends, you know, be there for people, be there for one another. You know, people, you never know what somebody's going through. So their website is peer-space. And I'm going to spell this out, herokuapp.com. And I'll also make sure that that's in the show notes so that you can check them out. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I really appreciate it. To learn more about me, you can go to my website at sandyscarlotta.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Sandy Scarlotta. And I hope, as always, that you and your family stay safe and healthy, and that your life is filled with happiness, peace, and lots of joy. Take care, everyone.